morning. Here's a thought. The next time you see geese heading south for the winter, flying in a V formation, did you know science has discovered why they fly that way? Each bird, as it flaps its wings, creates an uplift for the bird immediately following it. By flying in a V formation, the whole flock adds at least 71% greater flying range than if each bird flew on its own. Cyclists do that, they go in behind each other. Christians who share a common direction and sense of unity can get where they're travelling to on the thrust and uplift of each other. And whenever a goose falls out of formation, it suddenly feels the draft and resistance of trying to go it alone and quickly gets back into formation to take advantage of the uplifting power of the bird in front. If we're as wise as a goose, we'll stay in formation too, with those who are on the same journey of faith with us. And when the lead goose gets tired, it rotates to the back of the formation and another goose takes the lead. It's good to notice when someone else gets tired and to take turns doing the many jobs that need attention in the church or at work or in the home. The geese honk from behind to encourage those up front to keep up their speed. What are we saying when we honk from behind? And finally, when a goose gets sick or is wounded and falls out of formation, two other geese fall out of formation and follow it down and help it and protect it. They stay with it until it's able to fly again, and then together they catch up with the original formation. If people knew we would stand by them like that, in the church, in the neighbourhood or wherever, they'd be queuing up to join us and get in. Isn't this the picture that we as God's people would want to keep on projecting?